So once again here today, as we gather together, here in this place, to worship, to give thanks unto God. As I said, it is our loving duty as baptized Christian to represent ourselves to our King, giving glory, worship, thanksgiving, and offering. Today, as we share once again His Word, as part of our daily life, His Word is our guidance, as I said. It is a light, no, in our feet and lamp unto thy path. It is our standard, the Word of God. We need that. And the source of strength is build up our faith. So today, and that's a continuation of last Sunday, the whole chapter Mark, chapter 6, is talking about the work and the ministry of God and His will and purpose, as He tell it to His disciples. So, Mark chapter 6, as we read last Sunday, that He had picked up, He had called, and He had empowered, and also commissioned, give the mission to His disciples to go to mission, to fulfill the work of God. And in our reading for today, once again, the Lord is teaching these 12 disciples the practicality of serving God, the ministry. It is not burdensome. The ministry is not complicated. He make it to train His disciples in a very simple way, to train them to serve God with joy and gladness, and the practicality of it. I will zero in on what I've said here. Look at this. I said in His Word, then the disciples was gathered to Jesus and told Him all things, both what they have done and what they had taught, and what they have taught. So they give now the report to Jesus, because as the Lord has sent them, they go back and give their report, their accomplishment report to Jesus. And he said to them, come aside by yourself to the deserted place and rest for a while. And there are many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. And he said to them, as they gave the report, then the Lord said, come with me. Come with me to the deserted place and have time to rest. So here, I want to zero in today the practicality of serving God as the Lord teaches them the importance of work and rest. Work, rest, rest, work. Sometimes we have this connotation, because you're doing the work of God, and the scripture, I can do all things to Christ who strengthens me. And that is true. But sometimes we overdo that we have no rest. We think that we are Superman. You need rest. And here in this time, the Lord has heard about the report, but the second verses to that is that they have heard that St. John was beheaded. So both now the situation is there's a praise report and a sad report. And God knows, and Jesus knows that every day in our life, as we work, as we do things, there are a lot of things that happen. That's why I said, come with me. Do you need rest? The importance of rest. The importance of rest. That our body, because don't say that we have the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, we have to rest for a while. Why? The rest that the Lord is talking to them is not only physical rest, but spiritual rest. Physical and spiritual rest, they need it. The purpose to be recharged, replenish the energy, the strength, so that tomorrow, next, will go again. Rest will always lead you to work, but with a new vigor, with new mission, with new vision and strength to go. That's why, as a good shepherd, as a good leader, he knows it, that his people need rest, both physical and spiritual. And here, you could see that he knows. That's why he said, come with me and rest. Rest with me. He knows that, because that's what he's doing. Look at Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, very near. Mark chapter 1, 35. After all has done the ministry, the healing, everything today, look at this. Now he rested, and in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. Here he used the word in our text, deserted, or here in Mark 1 said, he used solitary. The same place where it is quiet and no disturbance. For what reason? So that once again, he could regain strength. We need the strength. That's why our physical rest will help us to work in our physical work. Our spiritual rest will also gain strength in our spiritual work. You know why? There are a lot of tourists here in our nation, especially in Boracay, the Koreans, the Chinese, the Taiwanese. You know why? Because in their office, this is what you call a forced vacation. And company paid. They have to let their people have vacation because they believe that as they rest and have R&R, rest and recreation, they gain strength, and they believe that as they go back, it will produce more productivity as their people have rested. So, we have to rest. Like you and me right now. All day's work from Monday to Friday. If you have an office 8 to 5, you have to fulfill your obligation in your office. But you know, what about in the at home? Okay lang kung meron kang kabulig. Kung wala, you have to work, you have to clean, you have to cook. You need rest. And here, Jesus is the practicality of serving God. That after work, you have to rest. Rest so that you could work again. And why he's doing it? Because here, as you're going to work, you know, your energy is sharp, you're tired, your commitment sometimes have been shaken with many things, your faith, we need recharge. Like cell phone. Galubat man kita. That's why we need to be recharged. We need to be recharged. Like your cell phone, need to be recharged. Because if you use it all day long, two days, 3 days, and then have to recharge. Because if not, you cannot call. You cannot text. You're out of reach. So we need to rest. Physically and spiritually. Why? Because first, the Lord is telling them, as you continue the work, especially a lot of good reports, to remind them that the work is of God. The strength is from God. Sometimes we work and continue working, it means without now something. We work for God without God. That's very dangerous. Because now you do the work of God in your own strength. And it seems that everything would collapse without you. It means that you're the one to be there. Because without you, the work will not be done. Who tell you that? It is God's work. It is His strength. It is His kingdom. It is His plan. Now you're just an instrument. That's why here to remind them and us that what we do when you go to work for your living 8 to 5 and in that lot of changes, lot of challenges, lot of physical work, you need rest. But it reminds you not only for you, but for others. God will use you in your work, in your school, wherever you are, that God and Jesus will be known. But you need that. That to remind us that it is God's work. It is God's ability, not us. And also, not only work, work, work. You need rest. Physical rest. And also, especially spiritual rest. To pray, to listen to God. So you'll be recharged. Some people need to work. Work. They forgot that their body need rest. They think that their body is like, you know, parang as an iron. Sa isayon ta ng yawas. No wonder, pag wala kang rest, nagamasakit ka. Pag magmasakit ka yon, you are forced to rest. Whether you like it or not. And, somebody says, there are some people who use their health to get well. But the abuse of that, when you use your health to get well, dapat lang. But sometimes when you abuse that with no rest, then they will use all their wealth to get that health. Ubuson mo yung kusog sa pagtrabaho. Pag masakit ka, tanan yung kwarta, ubuson mo at masakit sa doktor. Maroon. See, even Sunday, never mind those sometimes because of the nature of your work duty, you have to work on Sunday. You have to be here. But some people have to work till Sunday. That's why, you know, a lot of sickness today have come to the body of people because they don't rest. You have to rest. Like you and me. All day's work. And not only that, you're tired of your work for a while, there's a lot of work. But there's some of you here, maybe they're not much working, but you're tired. Tired of what? Because you have a problem, thinking and thinking and thinking the problem. You are tired. That's what the Lord says, come. Come to me. You're heavily laden, and I give you rest. Another rest is trusting God. You're thinking much of things. Maybe some people here, some of you here, have not tired of your work, maybe because you have physical things to do. But maybe there are some negative things in your life. Worry, lot of things. Or maybe you have some unforgiveness. Somebody hurt you and said, struggling unforgiveness, and you're tired. So come to God. Only God gives the strength. And here, it reminds them that the work they do is of God, not of them. Secondly, the strength, the ability comes from God. And the thirdly, practically, our body gets tired, so you have to rest. Come with me, says the Lord. So, it's a practical thing to have rest. And how do they do that? The Lord said in Mark chapter 1, there, if you have physical work, then today is Sunday. At least you could rest, have time with your children, time with your family. Because this week, school is opening again. Most of our students, if you have children are going to school, you meet them only the afternoon and evening. But you also coming from your office at the 5 o'clock. Same 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, you're tired. You want to go to bed and rest. But if you have no helper, you have to cook, you have to clean. Everything. You need rest. Above all, spiritual rest. And I do that. Like Jesus, He prayed. Time to pray and time to listen to the Word of God. What we're doing today is a Sabbath rest. We're here gathered together physically, resting and spiritually resting, hearing from God, His word, praying, worshiping, thanking God, we're here. That's strength. And we're here, God, to do that, so that after this rest, tomorrow, another work again. For whole week, work, work, work. As long as you live, there is work. You only stop working when you die. Kaya rest in peace. Sa sapya. Nasanda sa samana sa nagrosa. Rest. Rest in peace. Sanda. No work. No schedule. No deadline. Tapos. And the work continues. That's why we have to have find rest. Rest for our soul. Rest for our soul. We need that. We need that. We need that. Because our body, as we call, you know, hybrid, something that is different in this generation. They said life is short in this generation. And you know what's the reason? Why? Because late in 1940s, 1930s, 50s, the life is simple. But today, with so much thing about technology and kind of work, these are things that drag our health down. Lack of sleep. Lack of rest. That's why they say, life is short. They have no time to rest. Yes, we have to. We have to work. Put the food in the table. We have to work something for the future of our children. Yes, we have to. But there's time to rest. Like we're doing today, in this Sabbath rest. Gather together, hear from God, worship, pray, strengthen our faith, and tomorrow, let's go back to work. Let's go back to mission. Same with them. Go back to mission. After they have rested. You know? Why this is very important? Because people have no rest. Not only rest, physical rest, but because every day they're bombarded with problems, negative problems, emotional problems. They become stressful, agitated. You know? You know what I'm talking about? Pagpagod ng tao, iba na yan. I know. We only wash our clothes 2 times a month. So Joy wash the clothes 2 times a month. So in the morning, he wash all the clothes. Praise God for the washing machine. Okay. But before that, you know, in our early, you know, I came to learn when, you know, when a woman is stressed. So he's washing all the way. And then I said, look, Joy, ano rin labas? It means to say, after washing, you have to go to the market and then cook. And he's tired. Then I came to understand it's wrong. Because when I said that is our ilabas lands, it seems the start of World War III. So, first I don't understand that. Because to me, you know, my person, because she's my wife, it is his responsibility to cook and everything. But I later understand this is also tiring. So what I did, every time he's washing the clothes, I go to the market and I want the one to cook. So that after the washing, he just eat and sleep. And then so that 2:30, he go to the office. So there's limitation in our body. There's limitation. Because also when you are in the ministry, I have no rest. Walang pahuway. And you see now, so busy in our church. And iba pa rin yung trabaho siya. And then, by afternoon, you'll be here to practice whatever. Without that rest, not only physical rest, but spiritual rest especially, of prayer, of meditating the Word, you get stress and become now so tired that some people in the ministry, they start, you know what's the sign of a people is already tired? No rest? Huh? Complaining, murmuring, and the very last, quitting. That is a sign of you have not rested physically, and especially you have no time to pray. No time to read the Word. No time to worship. And you're spiritually exhausted. But look at the risk. Look at what happened when you have rested. The Lord says, He said, come rest. The practicality of the Lord says, He said here, for 31, come and rest. For there are many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. Work is always there. And in that, in their time, at their time, the urgency, not compared today in our work and ministry, the urgency at that time, the people are coming to Jesus every day, every time. Now, unlike today, we have to go now to the one going to the ministry, going to the outreaches. But in that time, Jesus, people are coming to the whole city is throwing to Him. They sometimes have no time to eat, unlike to us today. But look at this. He said, and then what happened? Now the result, when you have rested, when you have somehow, you have rested physically and spiritually, look at this, look at this. But the multitude saw them departing, and many knew Him, and ran there on foot from all the cities. They arrived before them and came together to Him. And Jesus, when He came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep who were being shepherded, and He began to teach them many things. So, look at this. They have to rest, plan to rest, but here people are coming. And look at the attitude of Jesus. He had compassion. That is the result of the one person have really rested physically and spiritually. If not, then complain. Ay, wow, that oras kita. Haraguman sanda. You complain. Ako woman. Me again? See, you complain, but Jesus, ibang attitude, compassion. Why? Because in our rest, we see our calling. We see the mission. We see the vision. We have a clear mission of the vision. We know why we are doing that. But people who are tired, sometimes already stressed, they forget already their calling. They forget why they are doing. That's why you need rest, especially spiritual rest. And look at verse 35. Look at this, verse 35. Look at Mark 1, chapter verse 35. So, in the morning, Mark 1:35. Now in the morning, behaving a long time before daylight, He went out and departed into a solitary place, and there He prayed. Then He prayed there, going strength recharged from the Lord. And then Simon, those who were with Him, searched for Him. When they found Him, they said to Him, "Everyone is looking for you. They're already here, early morning, looking for you. To be ministered, to be prayed for." But what? Look at what he answered. He said to them, "Let us go into the next town that I may preach there also, because of this purpose have come forth." You see, one of the results when you are praying, have time with God in his, after the daily work comes from the mission, look at this. Direction. Specific direction. He said, "Lord, they're here now. They're here. Early morning coming." He said, "Nah, going to the next town." "Huh? We minister the next town? Why go there? They're here. Why go to the next town? They're here already." No, next town. Why? That is a direction from the Father. In going to the mission, there are a lot of mission. But just get the specific. Where are we going to go? Where are we going to go? What time? What place? We need that. Because as I said, work is always there. Mission is everywhere. But we need specifics. And only God gives a specific direction to go there. Or not there, there. You see? In our soul, in our place, brothers and sisters, we need rest. As I said before, not only of going to the mission work, but in our daily lives. Daily lives. Some of you here have burden, have problems. You need direction. You need what to do. Rest. Listen to God. He'll give you rest. Our shepherd knows it. That's why I shall not want. You know? He lay down a green pasture. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. When you are restored, strengthened, and rested, then you could see in a wider perspective the situation. Because some people who are agitated with problems, sometimes when you give advice to them, sanda puro akig. They already know who are the friends, who are the enemies. They think everyone is enemies against them. They can already see the truth. Ay, tama. Tama, asanda. You're mostly complete, mostly occupied by yourself, by your own plan, by your own thinking, by your own principle. You don't have no time to think and see the other side. You see that? That's why, brothers and sisters, we need rest. Rest physically, and rest especially spiritually. Every Sunday we're here gathered together to rest our Sabbath, to give praise, worship our God, so that tomorrow we have the strength, the ability to face not only the work, but every challenge in life. And never to forget that our shepherd is with us.